Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Turnbuckle Turmoil. It's an honor to be today's host because I'm the coach with the most coming at you from coast to coast here in Puyallup, Washington at the Coach's Corner Training Center, sponsored by the NGW Green Room and the Real School Army. And yes, we got a very special show today. It's Game Show Day is returning to Turnbuckle. And then yesterday was a special day in the Northwest, especially for NGW and the Real School Army. We reached out to JD the Berserker Burns, one of the up-and-coming MMA fighters, and we officially sponsored him. And one step closer to getting our NGW worldwide brand going worldwide. He's got a fight coming up to keep his bare-knuckle fighting undefeated streak going. March 12th at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa, Florida. And his wife will also be debuting bare knuckle fighting. Skylar the Goon Burns will be on that same show. And then other than that, we also have some other show notes for today. Second Wrestling in Northbrook, Illinois. And MPG featuring James Storm in Bloomington, Indiana. Also, White River Wrestling in Indianapolis today. And then I also want to reach out to those states that were ravaged by tornadoes and hurricanes, Kentucky, Arkansas, Tennessee. Our thoughts and prayers are out to you. And since we're mentioning thoughts and prayers, I also want to put thoughts and prayers out to Stefan Bonner, the UFC Hall of Famer, that's recovering also. And so let's get this show started. Here today with our co-hosts, Randy Zellers and the one and only sign guy.
Thank you, Coach. A pleasure to be here. Okay. Randy, this is exciting, isn't it?
Oh, this sure is, sign guy and coach. I mean, hey. It's game show day. We are getting our thing here. This is going to be some smooth sailing stuff right here, baby. Ooh-wee-wee. Shout out to the Nightly Strength out the Nick. Ooh-wee. They're the ones that supported. They supported the Z-Man. They also support Taekwon Bro and Rozzy, too. Ooh-wee.
All right. Well, Coach, we got players to introduce. Why don't you tell the faithful listeners who we have today?
Okay, we got Dave Barnett, we got Tony Kirsch, and who's the other guy? I forgot. Sorry about that.
I can't believe you forgot Sean O'Brien, who is running a bit late due to traffic scenarios, but he will be on as soon as he gets on, and we'll plug him into it. You might have the heat with Man Bun, Coach.
Okay, yeah, no wonder I forgot him. He's not here yet.
There you go. But, like, real quick for the listeners, I will run down the rules. We're basically borrowing heavily from Jeopardy. Our contestants will have a series of six categories with $6 amounts. They'll pick the category and the dollar amount. The answer will be read. Then the contestant will have to supply the question to said answer in order to win that dollar amount. Second round, the dollar amounts will double. Then we'll go on to the final round, which is Final Jeopardy. They will wager however much they wish with what they have on a category. We'll have to determine how confident they are in that specific category as far as their knowledge of it. But we will determine who picks the category first by coin toss. Since Sean O'Brien is not here just yet, it'll be between Beast and Tanya. Tanya, we have a ladies first policy usually, so I will let you call heads or tails on the coin.
Heads.
Coin is flipped, and the coin is heads. All right. So, Coach, why don't you run down the categories and let them know the categories. Keep in mind, dollar amounts are $200, $400, $600, $800, and $1,000 for the first round. Coach, go ahead.
Okay, today's six categories for the first round of Jeopardy are Turnbuckle Turmoil, Sign Guy, QT Vokes, Dimitri, JD Moonshine, and the one and only Randy Zellers.
All right. Tanya, you control, pick a category and a dollar amount.
I'll go for Zellers for 200.
All right. Randy Zellers for 200. Your answer is this 2021 tournament was won by Randy.
Don't know.
Beast, do you want to take a stab?
I'm not sure either.
All right. The question was, what is the Northwest Pro Best of the Northwest? All right. Also, an important thing I forgot, since we don't have buzzers, just say your own name when you want to answer. Once I read the answer, it's up to whoever responds first. But, Tanya, you still control the board, so go right ahead and make another selection.
I'll do JB for 200.
JB for 200. This mm-hmm. manager is JB's father.
Tanya, who is Paul Moonshine?
Correct, for 200. All right, you control.
I'll go for JB for 4.
This is the name of JB's finishing move.
What is the flop drop?
Correct. You control.
I'll go for Sign Guy for 2.
Sign Guy for 2. Sign Guy was co-managed by this manager in the main event of Gouge's first show of 2021.
What is Chicken Bob?
Correct. You still
control?
I don't
know how I missed that one.
I don't know, Beast.
I'll go Sign Guy for 4.
This promotion inducted Sign Guy into its Hall of Fame in the class of 13.
David, what is Hoosier Pro Wrestling?
Correct.
Ooh.
All right, you control.
I'll go Sign Guy for 600.
The last time that Sign Guy shared a ring with Bob Evans, it was in this state.
What is Indiana?
Incorrect. Beast?
What is Oregon?
Incorrect. Correct was what is Kentucky? And I believe we are joined by Sean O'Brien. Are you with us, Sean?
I am. Sorry I'm running late, guys.
No problem. Totally understand. So we have started. We are just a few questions into it, but real quick, so you're on board, I will give the answer after the category and dollar amount are selected, and then you come up with the question. You say your name if you want to respond to make your guess, but also you'll need to know the category, Sean. The categories are Turnbuckle Turmoil, Sign Guy, QT Vokes, Dimitri, JB Moonshine, and Randy Zellers.
Hold on. I'm trying to write those down. Go back one more time.
Okay. Turnbuckle Turmoil.
Okay.
Sign Guy.
All right.
QT Vokes.
QT Vokes?
Yep.
Okay.
Dimitri.
Dimitri, okay.
JB Moonshine. JB Moonshine. Right. And the last category is Randy Zellers.
Randy Zellers, all right.
All right. Now, Beast Barnett, you still control, so category and dollar amount.
I think we'll go with QT for 200.
QT Vokes for 200. This promotion allowed QT to be guest timekeeper.
David, what is blue collar wrestling?
That is correct.
We'll do QT for 400.
QT was a quattro thumbtack match competitor with this opponent.
I guess I'll ring in on that one. Yes. Who is me?
Correct.
Right on. Well, are we on 800 on Sign Guy?
800 on Sign Guy. Sign Guy has wrestled a Halloween Battle Royal as this Turnbuckle Turmoil co-host.
Who is QT Vokes?
Incorrect. Sean or Beast?
No, I'm not sure on that one.
Yeah,
Sean, you want to take a stab at it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Not even a guess.
All right. Correct response. Who is JB Moonshine? I was JB Moonshine for a match. All right, Beast, you still control?
Turnbuckle for 200.
All right, and Turnbuckle for 200 is, this guest of Turnbuckle Turmoil is now CAC president.
Tanya, who is Deep Iron Blair?
That is correct. All right, Tanya, you control.
I'll go Turnbuckle for 4.
This guest was the first to have his entrance music played on the show.
David, who is Dice Man Ronnie Vegas?
Incorrect. Tanya or Sean?
No idea.
Yeah,
Sean,
no,
you want to take a wild guess? Correct.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, correct response. Who is Stompin' Steve?
I guess that would make sense.
Yeah. All right, Beast, go ahead.
Turnbuckle for... Wait, I don't think it's me. It's
oh, wait,
Tanya.
No, Tanya, my mistake, you
okay.
Control.
Okay. I'll go JB for 6.
All right. JB Moonshine for 600. JB's first Timber Pro Wrestling opponent was this man.
Tanya, who is Lumberzak?
Incorrect.
Who is Darth Carter? Yeah, who is Darth Carter?
Incorrect. Sean, you want to guess?
No clue.
All right, correct response. Who is Jack the Ripper Stevens? All right, so Tanya, you still control?
I'll go for Randy Zeller for four.
Randy won the Northwest Pro Tag Team titles with this man.
Oh, my gosh. Tanya, who's Darren Gein?
Incorrect. Beast or Sean?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, correct response. Who is Christopher Ryzik? They were Bellevue Tea Party.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, Tanya, you still control?
I'll go Randy Zeller for six.
Randy was awarded this in an episode 499 of The Sign of the Times.
Oh, David, what is the... I don't know. I lost it. The is like the internet championship or something like that.
Incorrect. Tanya or Sean?
Remember?
Yeah, I don't either.
What is a fruit pie?
Okay. All right,
Tanya, you still control?
Randy Zeller's for eight.
This is the tallest person Randy has interviewed on Turnbuckle Turmoil.
David, who is Stompin' Steve?
Incorrect. Tanya or Sean?
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who is Giant Warrior? Giant Warrior was 7'4". Tanya, board is yours.
I'll go JB for eight.
All right, JB Moonshine for eight. This cousin of JB was NWA Women's World Champion.
Tanya, Casey Carlisle. Who is Casey Carlisle?
Correct. Control is still yours.
I will go Sign Guy for 1,000.
This former wrestler was Sign Guy's only MMA opponent.
Oh.
Damn it. Yeah, I know this.
I know you used to remind me of Jack Evans without all the cool moves.
Not close enough. Sean or Tony, you want to take a stab?
No, judges, I don't know.
The judges have shut me down.
Correct response. Who is JT Evans?
Oh, that's probably why with the J and the Evans.
Possibly. That's why it wasn't quite close enough. All right, Tony, you still
would
control.
Would J Evans have worked? I need to go.
I would have had to go to Coach for a call on that.
Yeah, I
what was it?
Don't worry about it.
Yes. All right, Donnie, you still control?
Let's go Dimitri for two.
All right. Dimitri had perfect attendance at this Pacific Northwest promotion.
Tanya, what is CPW?
Yes. Controls to you.
Let's go Dimitri for four.
Dimitri ring announces at this venue for Combat Pro Wrestling.
The theater.
It's the Red Something Theater.
Oh, God.
Red Something Theater.
I don't remember.
Easter Sean?
No.
Correct response. What is Red Curtain the Foundation for the Arts? All right, Tanya maintains control.
Let's go Dimitri for six.
The in-ring debut of Dimitri at Blue Collar Wrestling was to induct this wrestler into Turnbuckle Turmoil's Hall of Fame.
Tanya, who is Tex Thompson?
Incorrect. Beast or Sean? Correct was who is DeMarcus James? All right, Tanya still controls.
Let's go JB for 1,000.
All right. Here we go. JB's only Canadian destroyer was against this opponent.
No clue.
Who's Darth Carter?
Incorrect. Sean, you want to take a stab?
No. My brain. Sorry.
No problem. Correct response. Who is Officer Cooper?
Okay.
Tanya, you still maintain?
Let's go Zellers for 1,000.
All right. This former WCW star says that Randy Zellers has a Nicki Minaj butt.
I have no idea, even though that's hysterical.
Beast or Sean, you want to take a stab at it?
We're supposed to guess who has the Nicki Minaj butt.
You're supposed to guess who tells Randy that.
Oh, I see.
Who is? Well, I don't know. Sounds like something you might say.
Beast, you want to take a crack?
Who's Darth Carter?
Incorrect. And he was never in WCW.
Oh, okay.
Response,
that's true.
Who is Kevin Sullivan?
Oh.
That's hilarious.
All right. We got time for one more in this round. So, Tanya, board is still yours.
Let's go Dimitri for 1,000.
All right. Dimitri served this branch of the military.
David, what is the Navy?
Correct. All right, so that is end of round one. Looks like Tanya is in control of the points, followed by Beast, followed by Sean. But now we will kick over to Randy Zellers to go through round two. And, Coach, if you would run down the categories for round two for our players.
Yes, it'd be an honor. But first thing I'd like to do is let Sean know not to be shy. Turnbuckle Turmoil was founded by QT Vokes, who gives the most abstract and eclectic answers and questions. So just throw anything out there. And then, also round two should be a little better for you. Okay. The categories to Jeopardy in round two are WCW, literature, film, official, geography, and loyalness. Good luck.
You said that last one is loyalness?
Yes,
it's
sir.
Royal, like a king, queen type of deal.
Oh, royal.
Okay. I thought we were going to learn a lesson.
I know.
I heard loyal. I was like, oh, we're going to get spicy.
All right. Well, carrying over from round one, Tanya maintains control of the board. So, Randy, she gets to pick the category and dollar amount. And don't forget, amounts have doubled, so you go 400, 800, 1200, 1600, and 2000.
Okay, I will go with WCW for 400.
Randy?
Hello?
Randy, are you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake. This my phone cutting out. What question, what category did you pick?
WCW for 400.
All right, WCW 400. Here's your answer. This star of Ready to Rumble won the WCW title.
Tanya, who is David Arquette?
Who is the actor?
Yeah. Yep, she got it.
Hello? Who's the actor?
Yep, she got it. She said, who is David Arquette?
Who is David Arquette? Yes. All right. That is the correct answer. And you have the control of the board?
I will go WCW for 8.
All right. WCW for 8. Kevin Sullivan fought this actor at Starrcade 1994. Who is the actor?
David. Who is Mr. T?
Oh, Mr. T is correct.
I'll go ahead and do
all right,
WCW.
You show the board. What's it going to be?
For 1200. WCW
1200. This was the only title held by the One Man Gang in WCW. What is the title?
David, WCW United States Championship, or what is the WCW United States Championship?
Correct.
Correct. All right. You get to move on. You still got control of the board. What's it going to be?
All right. I'll go for officials for 400.
Randy not here.
No. My phone's just been really weird. Let me move locations. Maybe I can hear y'all better. All right.
Yeah, officials for 400.
Okay, what was it for 400?
Officials for 400.
All right, officials for 400. All right, let's see here. This second-generation referee officiated the main event of WrestleMania 3. Who was the actual?
Shanks. Tanya, who is Shane McMahon?
Shane McMahon is incorrect. Yep, anyone else want to take a stab at it?
It's literally at the tip of my tongue. He used to drive the truck also with Charles Robinson.
How's it doing?
Yeah, I can't see. I can't pull it.
All right. Anyone else?
Nah, go ahead.
It is Joey Morella.
Oh,
Joey Morella. I knew it was a J, and I knew Morella.
Yeah,
I just
Gorilla Sonia.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah. All right, we'll do officials for 800.
Okay, officials for 800. All right, this is for Boxer. Was a special guest referee at WrestleMania 1. Who is this former boxer?
Tanya, who is Muhammad Ali?
Muhammad Ali is correct. Tanya, you've got control of the board.
I'll go film for two. I mean, for
film
four, sorry. For four.
All right,
sorry.
Film for four. All right. Mickey Rourke starred in this 2008 movie, wrestling movie. Sean. The wrestler is correct. All right, Sean, you got control of the board. So what's it going to be?
Let's stay on. Let's go back to officials for 1,200.
All right, officials for 1,200. Hold on. All right. Oh, no, officials for 1,200? This person officiated the first EW match, title match. Who is official?
Sean. Who is Nick Patrick?
Nick Patrick is incorrect.
All right.
All right. Anyone else want to take a stab at it before I give you the answer?
Tanya, who is Randy Anderson?
Randy Anderson is incorrect.
No, I don't know.
And the answer was, who is Aubrey Edwards?
Oh, I missed the promotion part. It cut out. I thought you said WCW.
I missed it. I thought so, too. I was kind of following along there.
Dang. Alrighty. Well, who got control? Go ahead and...
Wait, did Tanya have control of it?
Yeah, Tanya, you got control still.
Okay, I will go film for 8.
Film for 8? Alright, here we go. Film for 8. Alright, here we go. Zeus. First appearance in this 1989 film.
Tanya, what is No Holds Barred?
No Holds Barred is correct. All right, you still got control. What's it going to be?
Film for 12.
Film for 12, all right. Rowdy Piper and Lou Albano. Albano. Starred in this 1980s film. What is the film?
Tanya, what is Body Slam?
Body Slam is correct. Alrighty, Tanya, you still got control.
I'll stick with film for 1600.
All right, 1600. Ooh, well, here's a big one. Jeff Jarrett has a cameo in this Michael J. film.
Can you say that one more time, Randy?
Okay, yeah. Jeff Jarrett had a cameo in this film with Michael J. Fox. It's in the 90s.
Your favorite guy. You know.
That's not the film I'm thinking of, though.
I don't know. I'm thinking of a different movie with him in it.
Ah. Steve Carell.
Yeah, no, I can't. I have no.
I don't know either.
And you go ahead with it then?
Okay, the movie was Life with Mikey.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking of Jarrett in the Chris Rock movie.
Alrighty. Hey, I really enjoyed y'all over here. Alrighty, hope we come back again. All right, my man, thank you very much. Hey, I sure will. Alrighty, hold on for 1 second. Yeah, they just got out. All right. Okay. All right. Who's still in control here?
Tony's
I am.
Still in
I will take film for 2000.
All right. Woo, a big one here. Let's see here. Okay, this was the final film of Rowdy Roddy Piper. What is the film?
Oh, my God. I knew that movie. Oh, my God. Right in the tip of my brain. Oh, my gosh. It's
oh,
not coming to me.
I think of it. I see the poster.
Yeah, me too.
David, what is The Masked Saint?
Yes, you are correct. The Masked Saint is correct.
I did the white... White mask, and that's what pulled me across the line. Well, I do literature for 400.
All right, literature for 400. All right, Brian Alvarez and R.D. Reynolds teamed to write a book about the death of this promotion.
Sean.
Tanya, what is the death of
Sean
WCW?
Got it first.
Yeah, Sean had it first.
What is the WCW?
Yep. Sean got it.
Yep. What is WCW is correct. Sean, you still got control of the board.
Was there any more left on officials?
Yeah.
1600.
You have 1600 or 2000 for officials.
Yeah, let's go with those 1600 for officials.
All right. This inventor of the DDT started as a referee.
Repeat that for me.
It says this inventor of the DDT started as a referee.
Tanya, who is Jake the Snake Roberts?
You're correct, Tanya, for 1600, and you've got control of the board.
I will go literature for 800.
All right, literature for 800. This WWE Hall of Famer co-wrote a book with his daughter.
Tanya, who is Ric Flair?
Woo! You got it right. Ric Flair, woo! And you even got a little woo as a little bonus there.
You got
right.
The bone, Freddy. Let's go literature for 12.
All right. Literature for 12. Let's see here. Literature for 1200. It's good to be king. It's good to be the king sometime. Is the book written by this former AWA World Heavyweight Champion?
Sean.
Tanya, who is Jerry the King Lawler?
Sean, Sean got it.
Yep, Sean got it.
That's my answer. Who is Jerry Lawler?
Jerry the King Lawler is correct. All right, Sean, you got control of the board, so what's happening? What you going to do?
Let's go ahead with literature. Where are we at? 1600?
Yep, 1600.
Go ahead.
Alrighty, this former AEW World Champion recently released his autobiography, who is the wrestler?
David. Who is John Moxley?
David, you are correct, and you got control of the board.
Where are we at on film?
Let's see. We're on film.
Film, we are
all out of film.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go with the royalty, your royalness.
Oh,
for
royalness?
400.
Royalness. Royalness for 400. Let's see here. Harley Race lost this unofficial title to Haku.
Tanya, what is king?
Oh, Tanya is correct with that one. And Tanya, you got control of the board.
Let's do that again for 800.
Okay, royalness again. As a blue blood, this royal title was used by Bobby Eaton.
David, what is Lord?
Lord is incorrect.
I know.
Sean, who is Sir?
Sir is incorrect too, Sean.
Okay.
Would you like to take a stab at it, Tanya?
All I can think of is what is Esquire?
Esquire? No. The correct answer is Earl.
Earl Robert of Eaton.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Tanya maintains.
Let's go royalty for 12.
Royalty for 12. All righty. Booker T's wife was known as this in his king was known. Okay,
Tanya,
Booker T's wife.
Tanya, what is queen?
Queen what?
Queen Charmel.
There you go. All right. All right. Control of the board. What's it going to be?
Let's go WCW for 16.
WCW for 16. All right. This was the name of WCW's Sunday show on TBS.
Tanya, what is main event?
Main event is correct. Tanya, you still got control of the board.
Let's do the same one for 2000.
Same one for 2000? All right, here we go. Former AWA world champion as WCW commissioner in 1994.
Tanya, who is Bill Watts?
Bill Watts is incorrect.
David, who is Nick Bockwinkel?
Nick Bockwinkel is correct, David. And you got control of the board.
We'll go to Royalness for 1600.
Royalness for 1600. All right. This former WCW star was a cruiserweight champion. Who is this wrestler?
Well,
Sean?
Yes, Sean.
Who is Rey Mysterio Jr.?
Ooh, Rey Mysterio is incorrect.
Sean, it's wireless. Who's that? Who it is?
Anyone else want to take a stab at it?
David,
Tanya, who is Sean Royal?
Sean Royal is incorrect.
Who is Silver King?
Oh, Silver King. Yeah, Silver King is incorrect. The correct answer was Prince Iaukea.
Gotcha.
All righty, Tanya, you still got control of the board.
Yeah, Let's go royalty for 2000.
All right. This Hawaiian star was a member of the Dungeon of Doom. Who is this wrestler?
Okay. Tanya, who is King Curtis Iaukea?
King Curtis is correct.
Let's go geography for four.
All right, geography for four. This town was the site of the final WCW Nitro. Provide the city and state, please.
Palm City, Panama City. Tanya, what is Panama City, Florida?
Panama City, Florida is correct. And you still have control of the board.
Let's do geography for eight.
All right, great. This country is the host of WWE's Crown Jewel events.
Sean, what is Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia is correct, Sean, and you got control of the board.
All right, let's stay on geography. For what is the next one, 16?
12.
Yep, 1,200.
12, sorry.
All righty. Oh, that's all right. All right. These towns hosted WrestleMania 2.
L.A. L.A. Tanya, what is Chicago, L.A., and New York?
Oh, and you are correct, Tanya. You are correct. And now you get to go. Now you got control of the board again.
Let's do that again for, what's the next, 1600?
Yep. All right, 1600, geography. This university town is the home to Mike Rotunda.
David, what is Syracuse?
Syracuse is right, and David, you got control of the board.
I'll go with 1800 for geography.
Okay, 2,000 for geography?
Yes,
you
2,000
got
for
it.
Geography.
All righty. This country hosted the only Ric Flair and Antonio Inoki match. What is the country?
David, what Tanya. Is North Korea?
David is correct with North Korea.
Collision Korea.
Yeah. What was what's the last category we got? I think we just have one more, right?
I believe so. I believe so. And it's officials for 2000?
Yes.
All righty. This official had his career ended by an injury in a Tommy Rich versus Mike Rotunda match. Who is
Tanya.
The official?
Who's Tommy Young?
Tommy Young is correct. And that sums it up for our second. No, actually. You still got control here because we still got one more question, and it's literature.
All right.
For 2000. All righty. This costly book was written by Luthez.
Tanya, what is Hooker?
Hooker is correct. Hooker is correct, and I believe that wraps up our round.
Kids,
our second round.
All right, I have to do a bit of math so we can get the totals here. But while I do that,
okay.
Randy, why don't you ask the players a little about themselves?
Okay, well, let's see here. All right, well, what do you guys do besides, I mean, what do you guys do outside of wrestling? What do you guys like to do for fun? Or do for a hobby, David?
I like podcasts. I'd say that's
podcast.
My main hobby. Podcast.
All right, podcast. Oh, okay. Yeah. What is your podcast name?
Oh, I don't personally do one. I'm just a fan. Maybe one day.
Okay.
Cody Rhodes did steal my idea for a podcast to talk to wrestlers about everything except wrestling. So I just want it to be officially known that Cody Rhodes stole my podcast idea.
Cody Rhodes stole your podcast. That's funny.
Yeah,
and that's cool, too, at the same time. I mean,
whatever way you can, you know, say that a high-end wrestler stole Joseph. But, hey, that's how the rich stay rich. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. That's why I always say, watch what you say on Twitter, because I said something on Twitter, and some major show got a hold of that sucker, and I ain't getting no credit.
All right, Sean,
yeah.
What about you?
Yeah.
Well, I keep myself pretty busy.
What about you, Sean?
I keep myself pretty busy. I have a 6-year-old daughter, so I'm a dad. And then, before I was doing wrestling, and as busy as wrestling keeps me, I was doing music. And here recently, I've been able to kind of trickle back into that realm, I guess. And I've been hosting some shows and some hip hop shows here in the Louisville area. So that's what I kind of do on the side. And then also, speaking of podcasts, I have a podcast of my own now. I co-host a podcast called I Got Your 5 Stars with Jeremy Nickerson and myself. We review shows on IWTV, mostly shows that I'm on, but we review shows from IWTV. And then also we do lots of interviews with guys that are kind of up and coming. So yeah, man, I keep myself busy besides, you know, my weekly bookings every weekend, so.
Right on. Well, shoot, that's what's up, man. I mean, my brother, he does hip-hop and everything else, and he has his own podcast, too, called The Nightly Strange. We pretty much be talking about everything underneath the sun, news, current events. Man, well, hey, man, keep on doing what you do. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I was gonna say that's some of my favorite podcasts, man, is whenever we don't even get to talk about wrestling as you know, we were mentioning a second ago. And we've had a handful of interviews that have gone off the rails. We actually had I don't know if any of you guys watch New Wave Pro at all, or if any of your listeners tuning in, but we had an interview recently with Robert Black, who is the lead commentator for New Wave Pro, who is incredible at his job. But we ended up getting him to sing Les Miserables on the show because we got into a conversation about musicals, and I brought up my favorite musical, and he started singing it. And so,
oh dang, yeah. Shoot,
good time. But yeah, definitely check it out. I Got Your 5 Stars is on Spotify and on Apple, so check it out.
Nice. Well, very nice, Tanya.
Well, guys, I have done the math here. Coach, why don't you tell them final category for
Drum
the final,
roll, please?
Okay, yes, I've been on the edge of my seat. It's not, lots of suspense here, and it's time for the final Jeopardy. And the category is holds. Holds.
It is. Now, if you could each send me a message with your wager, Beast, you are at 13,200. Sean, you are at 2,800. Tanya, 18,400. So if you could each send me a wager based on what you want to risk for your knowledge of holds. All right. Okay, I have the wagers. So, each of you will now need to message me your response to this. This finishing hold was a favorite of Ric Flair and Greg Valentine. Coach, could you hum the Jeopardy theme while we wait for the responses? All right. So we have the responses here. We will start in third place here as I bring back my calculator for math. And Sean O'Brien's response was the figure four leg lock, which is correct. He wagered everything. He went big or went home. That brings him to a total of $5,600. Beast Barnett, he was at $13,200. He also responded with the figure four leg lock. That brought him to, since he also went big or went home with everything, $26,400. And now
I came up with that.
Go with first Peter. He wagered $3,000 and came up with the correct answer. So doing math, that puts her total at $21,400. So it looks like Beast Barnett has won this game with a total of $26,400. Tanya comes in second place with a very, very respectable $21,400. And Sean O'Brien got late into the game, made a comeback. He was at $5,600. But Beast, congratulations. You have won this version of Turnbuckle Turmoil's Jeopardy. You're the game show champion. But don't despair, because everyone wins a prize. Coach, starting with third place, could you tell the contestants what they have won?
Yes, third place gets a copy of Solar and Super Astro comic book.
Second place
is a copy of Inside the Rope Wrestling Magazine.
And Beast's first place prize?
This one's a classic. A 7-Eleven exclusive of Stone Cold Steve Austin Funko Pop.
That's pretty cool.
Congratulations.
I feel honored to have won. I thank all the competitors. I thank all the hosts. I thank all the fans out there. And I'll see y'all at the Tournament of Champions.
All right. Well, as we wrap up here, let's make sure everybody gets their plugs and so forth and so on in here. Tanya, anything you want to say to the listeners, plug or promote anything?
Just want to say thanks for having me on. Come out to Northwest Pro this upcoming Friday at the Kaya Martial Arts Studio for a great night. I'll be there taking pictures. Saturday night, Northwest Pro's back in Vaughan for another great show. I won't be there, but it's still going to be a great time. So thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. I'll have a cup of coffee in your stead, since we don't want it to go to waste.
Thank you.
All right, Sean O'Brien, anything you want to say, plug, or promote?
Sure, yeah. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at OfficialSPO502. And like I said, the podcast is I Got Your Five Stars on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts.
Beast?
You follow me at Dave Gervello on Twitter. You might already, you might not. And I don't have too much to fill my plugs. Listen to Adeem the Artist. Book Vista Varlo for your wrestling shows. And listen to Turnbuckle Turmoil.
Solid plugs right there. Randy Zellers, you got anything to plug or promote?
Let's see here. One, you know, if all y'all wrestling fans out there, please get on up and support your independent wrestling promotions, the local athletes that didn't achieve the greatness that they should have achieved. Please get on up and support those athletes. Guess what? They all left in the on that coach.
Yeah, you can find me at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Coach Mike Jones. Also, I'm at the Coach with the Most and Real School Army, NGW Green Room. And don't forget, next year is going to be a big year. Make sure you check out NGW Northwest, Northwest Pro, Glamour, World Underground Wrestling, and CPW. And also want to mention in Oregon, you got World Class Wrestling Connection, and then you got BCW also.
Absolutely. Also in Oregon, DOA, Power Pit Pro Wrestling, Defy also running Oregon. There's a lot of choices out there in our neck of the woods. You can find me at the aforementioned Northwest Pro. I will be there Friday and Saturday. And just added to my calendar, weather permitting, I'll be back at Wrestle Club in Boise, Idaho on the 31st for the annual New Year's Eve show. My first time for New Year's Eve. I'm looking forward to it as long as the passes are passable. So look for me there. We will be back with you next week. Next Friday, we will have the NGW Heavyweight Champion, Wild Lyle. And then a week from today, we're talking hockey. Hockey Day number 2. We're excited to boot that. We'll get cracking on that subject next week. Everybody stay safe out there. Support your local independents. And we will talk to you soon.
He's far from out.